I'll check you sports from around the area last night. We'll start with high school volleyball play. In the Hawkeye 10 Conference last night, it was Denison sweeping three games from Atlantic. Also, Creston, a three-game sweep over Shenandoah. Red Oak defeated Clarinda 3-2. St. Albert dapping Glenwood 3-0. Harlan over Glenwood 3-0. Harlan beat St. Albert 3-1. Lewis Central over Kemper Catholic also in three straight games. In the Western Iowa Conference last night, Tri-Center over Audubon in three straight. It was Trainer beating Riverside 3-0. Missouri Valley over Griswold in three straight. Logan Magnolia beat AHSTW 3-1. Underwood over IKM Manning 3-0. In the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Arweva topping Cam 3-1. Glidden Ralston over Adair Casey 3-1. Exira EHK beating Coon Rapids Bayard 3-1. And Peyton Sherdan over Boyer Valley 3-1. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Nottoway Valley beat Lennox 3-1. Bedford over Southwest Valley 3-1. In the Corner Conference Tournament semifinals last night, it was Fremont Mills over Essex in three straight, and Sydney swept three straight from Stanton last evening. Well, the weekly cross-country ratings from the Iowa Association of Track Coaches this week looks like this. In Class 1A on the boys' side, Nottoway Valley is the state's top-rated high school cross-country team. Also in boys 1A, Panorama is 9th and Tri-Center is 13th. On the girls' side, Pekin is ranked number 1 this week with Panorama 8th and Exira EHK rated 14th in the poll. In Class 2A on the boys' side, Unity Christian top-rated. Shenandoah is at number 9. On the girls' side in 2A, Monticello is number 1 ranked with Shenandoah Essex ranked 9th. In Class 3A on the boys' side, Mount Vernon Lisbon is the top-ranked squad with Harlan in at number 6. Also on the girls' side in 3A, Davenport Assumption top-rated. Denison is number 12 this week. And in Class 4A, Dowling Catholic, the top boys' team. Urbandale is tops on the girls' side. Well, it'll be the Houston Astros versus the Kansas City Royals in the American League Division Series. The Astros have advanced by knocking off the New York Yankees 3-0 in the wild card game in the Bronx last night. Dallas Keuchel worked 6 shutout innings, and the Astros hit a pair of solo homers in their first postseason victory since Game 7 of the National League Championship Series a few years back. Keuchel was in command most of the night despite pitching on 3 days' rest. The 20-game winner gave up just 3 singles and a walk while fanning 7. He got into trouble just once when he put runners on first and second with 2 out in the 6th inning before getting Alex Rodriguez to hit a soft fly ball to center field. Keuchel never gave up a run in 22 innings against the Bombers this season. He allowed just 9 hits and a walk in 16 innings during his 2 starts against the Yankees in the regular season. Colby Rasmus put the Astros ahead to stay with a second-inning homer before Carlos Gomez went deep off of starter Masahiro Tanaka in the 4th. Tanaka allowed 2 other hits in his 5 innings of work, but the Yankees couldn't touch Houston's bullpen. Jose Altuve made it 3-0 with an RBI single off of Dellin Betances in the 7th inning. Houston relievers Tony Sipp, Will Harris, and Luke Gregerson each tossed a hitless inning, with Gregerson striking out 2 before getting Brian McCann to hit a weak grounder to end the game. The Astros will open up their division series Thursday in Kansas City, where Yordano Ventura will start for the Royals. Now, the National League wildcard game is set for tonight in Pittsburgh, with the Pirates taking on the Cubs. It'll be a great pitching matchup as 22-game winner Jake Arrieta gets the ball for the Cubs against 19-game winner Gerrit Cole. Those two National League Central Division foes facing off tonight just after 7 o'clock Central Time in the Steel City. In other baseball news, the Dodgers have set their pitching rotation for the first 3 games of their best-of-5 National League playoff series against the Mets. Clayton Kershaw will start Game 1 on Friday at Dodger Stadium against Jacob deGrom. Zach Greinke will take the mound for Game 2 on Saturday against Mets rookie Noah Syndergaard, followed by left-hander Brett Anderson against Matt Harvey in Game 3 back in New York on Monday. The Royals will start hard-throwing youngster Yordano Ventura in Game 1 of the AL Division Series, regardless of who the Royals play, which they now know will be the Astros. Royals manager Ned Yost announced his starter before Tuesday's workout at Kauffman Stadium. Johnny Cueto will pitch the 2nd game, and Edinson Volquez will start Game 3. The 24-year-old Ventura weathered a roller coaster year that saw him briefly shipped to AAA, but the star of Game 6 of last year's World Series has rebounded down the stretch, going 4-1 with a .314 earned run average in 7 starts in September. Cueto is 0-2 with a .519 ERA and 3 postseason starts, all with Cincinnati. Volquez is 0-2 with a .12.15 ERA and 2 postseason starts with the Reds and the Pirates. Mets pitcher Matt Harvey missed the Mets' mandatory workout at Citi Field yesterday, and he apologized to the team for arriving late. Harvey was not on the field as the Mets went through drills from around noon to 2 p.m., and he declined to give a reason for his absence. Mets manager Terry Collins told reporters that Harvey called and said he got stuck in traffic, although Collins also told others that his Game 3 starter lost track of time. Ichiro Suzuki will get a chance to collect his 3,000th Major League hit. The Marlins have signed the outfielder to a one-year, $2 million package. After he batted a career-low .229, dropping his career average to .314, he's tied for 33rd on the MLB hits list with 2,935 after amassing nearly 1,300 hits in Japan. Ichiro will turn 42 this month. Iowa's off to a great start, but Coach Kirk Ferentz says to have a special season, the Hawkeyes will need to be consistent. Iowa's 5-0 after a heart-stopping 10-6 victory at Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes will host an Illinois team Saturday that's also considered a surprise at 4-1.
We're going to be a successful football team again if we want to be playing in November in games that are really significant. One thing we're going to have to do is have the ability to turn our attention quickly to our next opponent. And another big challenge, and that's really what conference play is all about.
Farron says all conference games are hard fought, and it takes the correct preparation and focus to succeed on a weekly basis.
You know, if you look at the scores from last week in the Big Ten, I don't read point spreads. I don't really pay attention to that, but I'm just guessing after seeing the scores Saturday night, the experts probably failed in a couple areas on that one. So to me, that's indicative of conference play, and you know, what you have to do is play your game. You know, you can enjoy it for a little bit, but you got to turn your attention to your next opponent real quickly. And it's got to be your full attention and full efforts if you're going to have success.
Well, the Illini are coming off a 14-13 win over Nebraska in their Big Ten opener. And interim coach Bill Cubitt took over the program just a week before the start of the season. But he's experienced success at Kinnick Stadium. His 2007 Western Michigan squad beat the Hawkeyes 28-19.
I've got a lot of respect for Bill Cubitt, have had for a long time. As a football coach, and certainly, you know, he brought a team in here and they beat our butts pretty good in 07. You know, so my respect for him grew even more after that. You know, he's an excellent coach. So to have a guy like that on staff who could, at least from the outset, looks like he seamlessly has just taken this thing and really made it a positive for them.
And Cubitt says they need to find a way to solve the Iowa defense.
The defensive front is the best we have faced so far. They run around the ball. They haven't given up a rushing touchdown. So very stout. You know, our kids are looking forward to going up there. I mean, it's a great atmosphere, great place to play, and so we'll get our kids ready to go for a really big challenge.
Well, you can hear that game Saturday here on KJAN. 9 o'clock is pregame, and 11:05 is kickoff from historic Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State basketball coach Steve Prohm is not shying away from the preseason expectations. The winners of two straight Big 12 tournament titles, the talent-laden Cyclones, are widely considered a top 10 team heading into the new season.
I think we got an opportunity to have a special, special team, a special season, a special year, but it doesn't happen overnight. It's still going to be a journey. It's still going to be a process. The way you accomplish special things is by doing special things every single day.
With a core of four seniors, including All-American George Niang, Prohm is not making any drastic changes.
My biggest focus right now is just trying to get the guys a little bit better defensively, just get us a little bit tougher if I can, and the offense, let that part just take care of itself. I'm trying to give them a lot of freedom and a lot of input into how they feel comfortable playing on the offensive end.
Cyclones will open up on November 13th with a game against Colorado in Sioux Falls. That's Check of Sports this hour. Our sports update brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.